This is the story of Star Wars. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the hope of freedom was kept alive by rebel forces fighting against the evil Galactic Empire. In a daring raid, rebel spies managed to steal secret plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star. But as the rebels raced back to their base, they were pursued by a powerful Imperial starship. On board the small rebel craft, two droid units were knocked about as deadly laser bolts exploded outside. C-3PO, the taller, human-like droid, said to his companion,
R2-D2, the Imperial starship is getting closer. We'll be destroyed for sure. This is madness. We're doomed.
Within minutes, dozens of Imperial stormtroopers boarded the rebel craft, firing their laser rifles. The helpless rebel soldiers could only surrender. Through the hatch strode a black cloaked helmeted figure, Darth Vader, the fierce Imperial warrior.
Commander, tear this ship apart until you found those plans.
While stormtroopers searched frantically for the stolen plans, the rebel leader, Princess Leia, called R2-D2 into a deserted corridor.
Here, R2. I have placed the secret plans and a message in your memory banks. You and C-3PO must take an escape pod, land on the planet of Tatooine below, and deliver the plans to Obi-Wan Kenobi. He will know what to do.
Only seconds after the two droids blasted off, Princess Leia was captured and brought before Darth Vader.
How dare you attack us, Lord Vader? We are on a diplomatic mission.
Don't play games with me, Your Highness,
answered Vader.
You are a part of the Rebel Alliance. On the Death Star, you will tell us where your secret base is. Come.
Meanwhile, below on Tatooine, a young lad named Luke Skywalker was yearning to join the rebellion and soar through the galaxy fighting the evil Empire. But Luke felt he should stay and work on his uncle's struggling farm. How could Luke know that the key to his dreams was only a few miles away? The two droids had landed with the plans. R2 and 3PO were soon picked up by Jawas, a band of small desert scavengers. The Jawas took the droids to Luke's farm, hoping to sell them for a good price. Luke looked the droids over.
Okay, we'll take them. Follow me, you two. I'll clean you up in the shed.
As Luke scraped the dirt off R2, he accidentally triggered Leia's message. Her projected image pleaded,
"Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope."
Luke was puzzled.
I wonder if she means old Ben Kenobi, the desert hermit. Come on, you two. Let's go see him.
Old Ben was full of surprises.
Yes, my boy. I was once called Obi-Wan Kenobi, back when I was a Jedi Knight, like your father.
My father was a Jedi?
Asked the startled youth, remembering stories about the noble knights who kept the peace before the Empire took control.
Yes, Luke. And this was his lightsaber. I've been saving it for you.
Ben handed Luke a sleek cylinder. At the touch of a button, an intense beam of light shot out to form a glowing blade.
This is the weapon of the Jedi. Your father was killed by a treacherous pupil of mine named Darth Vader. According to the princess's message, Vader will soon be using the Death Star to destroy rebel planets. Luke, for the sake of your father and the Rebel Alliance, you must help me deliver these secret plans and stop Darth Vader. I will teach you how to use the Force, the power which gives the Jedi his strength and skill.
Luke eagerly agreed to help.
Very good, Luke,
smiled Ben.
Now come. Stormtroopers will soon be looking for you and your droids. We must find a pilot who will take us to Princess Leia's home planet of Alderaan at once.
Their search began in a local tavern filled with strange alien creatures. In a dark booth, Ben and Luke located a brash smuggler pilot named Han Solo.
Sure, I can get you to Alderaan, but it'll cost you plenty. Smuggling rebel sympathizers through Imperial blockades is no picnic.
Han's co-pilot, Chewbacca, a shaggy 8-foot Wookiee, roared his agreement. Luke, Ben, and the droids boarded Han's ship, the Millennium Falcon, with stormtroopers hot on their trail. Only Han's skill as a pilot put them safely out of the Empire's reach. But as the Falcon neared Alderaan, Han couldn't believe his eyes.
Look, the planet's gone. It's been blown to bits.
This is Darth Vader's work,
said Ben sadly.